Yes. The gate tree is very useful. Gate in time.
Mm-hmm.
That is my highest tree. I've got that at rank 9.
Nice.
Yeah. Strangely enough, it is the tree I've been focusing on to try and get up as high as possible.
Yep.
And it was that school that allowed us to get to the Shadow Academy, which is partly why
Ah,
I
I
was training,
see. Okay.
which is partly why I was pushing it up, was for that very purpose.
So what did you mean? What did you mean by it's unstable?
As in, normally the spell should last until sunset or sundown. And because I was re-establishing a gate that already existed, I was hoping it would just be like mending it. Just
Right.
it would act as a mend, but no, it only lasted a couple of minutes.
Okay. All
So it
right.
was
Yeah. Okay.
extremely unstable.
For those just tuning in, they started discussing in-game shit, so I just turned on the recorder. You didn't actually miss that much, but you two can go ahead and feel free to brief each other and stuff. Right now we're doing the countdown to see if the new guy Sean makes it in, or if Chris ends up
Sharky.
sharking
Yeah.
in. Because, yeah.
So if you've been quite quick, Russ, have you? Because you were supposed to be with us last week and you didn't make it.
Yeah, I have actually. It's something happened to me last Friday, and then that went away, and then my daughter brought home a cold from school, and that knocked me out for like 4 days, knocked her out for seven.
Nasty. So quite a bad cold bordering on flu by the sounds of it.
I think it might be a flu because we talked to the assistant principal and students are having all sorts of, explosive diarrhea symptoms and stuff like that. So,
A bit of influenza going through the school.
yeah, I think it might have been flu. Luckily, I got my flu shot like a couple weeks ago. So,
Which is only good for the particular strain that the flu shot covers.
that's right.
So it's always a gamble of, well, they're targeting the main strains that are seen around, and fingers crossed that is the strains that are out there, not the ones that
Yep.
are needed for. But yeah.
Yep. I've definitely gotten flu shots with like, well, that was the wrong strain, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
But anything I can do to avoid checking my guts up for days is worth it by me. So yeah, I've been under the weather and how did you call it?
Sorry?
Being under the weather, you called it something Australian, I think.
Oh, did I? What did I say?
You said something confusing.
Did I say crook? Have you been
No,
crook?
longer,
No.
longer.
Yeah, it was a
I
little
think
longer. Okay, Logan, rewind.
now you got me puzzled because I said it automatically without thinking. Now that I'm thinking about it, I can't think what I might have said.
I have that problem too. Not always thinking
Maybe
what I'm saying.
not well, under the weather. I
It
don't
sounds like cocked up or crooked up or. Oh, you got a guy.
Murphy won. We have a newbie.
We're waiting for him to figure out the Google Hangouts link. I can smell the anticipation.
Yeah, I copy pasted in there again in case he doesn't see it. Yeah.
Maybe I said you've been, I hear you've been a bit crook.
That's it.
No,
Yep. Big
no.
crook.
You went longer than that. It was even longer than that.
Oh,
Oh,
was
was it?
it? Up, something like that. Yeah.
No, okay.
Now, I understood the intent of it, but the words themselves were just like,
Yeah,
stuff's going on.
same thing here, yeah.
Hey,
Hey.
what's up?
This is Sean.
Cool. Sean, see if you
I
can
know.
center
Okay,
yourself a bit. Normally Russ doesn't run in sunglasses, but he is doing his porn stash thing today, which he has done because his character has one.
Well, I wasn't gonna go porn stash, I was gonna go like Big Boss Man wrestler from like the 80s.
Yeah, I tried that first. I tried that first.
Cool.
The old huge burns down the side of the mustache.
Nice. Everybody grab four cards.
Okay, let me see if I can figure out how to do this. Draw. No, not this card. Draw.
You might want to put in your headphones because you're coming through weird already, Sean.
Coming through weird already. Beb.
Okay, oh, shit. Buddy. Headphones.
Could be him, too. Don't know. Pete, you're doing great.
Lovely.
All right.
I don't have a picture on here for some reason.
Oh, on your roll 20?
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Did you have one loaded on your profile?
There we go. Much better. Am I coming through better now?
Is that better?
Yes.
Awesome. Great. I know you guys aren't hearing the dogs and the fan and all that.
That'd be good, yeah.
Okay. Right. Sean, you wake up in... Oh, wait. First, does anybody have any red cards?
No.
Red cards.
They'll have red play immediately thing on them.
Hold on. Let me see if I can zoom in a little bit.
Whoever's got the phone going, please kill
it. It's getting killed right now.
Dead.
So, Sean, if you click on each individual card, it will enlarge it.
I just increased the zoom. No, I don't have any play immediately.
If you have any questions about your cards, in fact, I always recommend the new people. I know, by the way, Pete, just so you know, Sean listened to pretty much the full run of the previous campaign.
Right.
I'm still recovering from the sand loss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
But I always recommend new people, even though you've got extra knowledge, Sean, just let them know what card you've got, and they can help advise you and shit. And by the way, Russ, as promised, since you shaved your beard to make the porn stash, discard any cards you don't want or trade off good shit to the R people and then take your refill, you freak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a full retrieve, an opponent fails, and a futuristic skills that somebody might want.
Damn.
Yeah, I've got trash.
I've got a nada, a victory, and two skill fives.
Nice. All right. Okay. So,
I'll trade Sean the full retrieve for a nada.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your trade window coming up?
Sean, the easiest way is just discard your nada, and then he'll hand you the full retrieve because the trading's weird on this fucker.
Is there any reason there's a victory sitting out on the board?
Because I put it out there because I thought he said victory instead of nada.
Okay, right, so you need right to accept the trade, Sean?
Okay. Yeah.
And to get the card back, if you right-click on it, there's a take card option.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And it will pull it back into your hand.
That says open image. Hold on. It's I'm hitting the accept trade button and it's doing nothing. Hold on. Yeah. Maybe because my shit zoomed in. Give me a second. Dude. All right.
There you go.
Accept.
Who discarded the victory?
You just missed everything Pete said, Russ. You're in your own world, sir.
I was still trying to figure out the trade. You're right. I was just not paying attention.
Pete did a paragraph on that shit.
Okay. Opponent fails. Futuristic skills. Anybody want?
Yeah, opponent files is always useful. Didn't you have, besides the full retrieve, wasn't there one other one you had? Just
futuristic skills, opponent fails, skill plus five. I'm going to discard the skill plus five. Here's the opponent fails. Here's the futuristic skills. Looks like we can only train one at a time. Oh, wait, there we go.
Usually.
Got it. No, I got it. It's just you don't drag it to the face anymore.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll get rid of Happy Holiday.
Get rid of that. And now I'm gonna refill and draw World of Pain.
It is the prophecy.
Full group. If there are three or more players, everybody draw a card.
Lovely.
Okay. With three players, how many cards are we allowed in our hand?
Four.
Okay, so I've got rid of something.
So I've gotten a full retrieve. Nice.
I got a dissemination.
Very useful.
That's a good one, yeah.
Like a way of getting yourself a refill.
Okay.
All right, I'm good.
You don't have a busted gun or anything, do you, Russ, currently?
A busted gun? No.
I'll get rid of the gunsmithing plus 20 then.
I will discard this skill 5 because that way it takes me down to 4 cards.
Yep.
So, victory in the
dissemination. Oh, wait. Where's the skill 5? Where'd you put that? I have a nod. I got it
on the table.
There it is. I'll discard the Nada. All right.
No love for the Nada cards.
No. That's a rabbit hole.
Nada in for refill or whatever it is doesn't come up often enough.
Yeah. True. It's only when you're playing solo and you got like 8 cards that's worth thinking about keeping.
Yep.
All right.
Is everybody done with their card play?
For right now.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, when people start talking smart and shit, what will happen is I will sneak cards into their hand. After people get done, because I don't want to interrupt the flow of conversation and stuff. So after people are done talking smart and shit, it's always a good idea to check your hands to see if you got extra cards and then reduce down. So you wake up. You're not sure where you are, but you hear a lot of horses and stuff going by outside. Very distinctive sound. It's kind of the chunk, 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 chunk. And it smells like, you also hear like a lot of woodworking going on, like people sawing stuff and things like that. And you are in some room that you don't recognize, Sean. You hear a conversation outside, and you hear, give me a listen roll to see what kind of shit you hear, actually.
Okay.
Success.
Not you, Sean. You're not.
Just Sean? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant everybody.
No. You are not named Sean.
Yes, that's true.
I know you don't believe me, but it's true. Sean, what'd you get?
Hold up. Getting there.
The easiest way is match the button first, then look it up. Because if you roll an 84, we all know what's happened.
Got it by half.
Oh, you hear a couple, it sounds like at least 3 people in conversation. And one of them is asking, is she here? And you hear, no. Good, and so on.
Okay, first question. Do I have pants?
Yes, all of your clothing that you see draped over a chair nearby, it appears that you're on one of those kind of narrow beds. It looks like there's no modern shit in here. There's some sort of light, but it's not gas, it's not electric, and it's not on, so you're not sure exactly what it is. There's like a wash basin and stuff like that in the room.
I am wondering if I got drunk and passed out in fair. But, all right. Clothes first. Because as I told my girlfriend this morning, I had to put a shirt on because nobody needs to see hairy nipples.
You dress up the clothing itself. You're not really familiar with it, but it's kind of generic, rugged type clothing. It's the equivalent of wearing like blue jeans and blue jean shirt. You know, that kind of cottony feel, you know, kind of rugged clothing.
Here's my question. Does it fit?
Oh, yeah, perfectly.
Because I am a 3X across
this way. Without problem.
All right. And I'm assuming that I don't have my wallet or anything like that, right?
No, you don't seem to, aside from clothing, you don't seem to have any other personal possessions here for whatever reason.
Okay. The door.
Oh, what does the door look like? Give me a smell roll. The door itself looks like a normal interior door, nothing fancy, rather plain.
Logan, are we in individual rooms or the same room?
I'll get to you in a second, Russ. Please hold.
Yeah, I didn't make that.
You smell bacon.
I am hungry.
Bacon has this effect.
Bacon has that effect, indeed. Okay. The voices that I heard, do they sound like they're right outside the door? Is there a window in here? I mean, am I in a windowless room or what's going on?
Pretty close to outside the door. There is no window in this room.
Okay. Doorknob, or is it barred, or?
No, it's not barred. Well, you notice there's like a latch, but it's on your side and it's not fastened, but you can, it's more of a, please don't come in latch as opposed to the stay the fuck out variety.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The one that's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Open the door.
No problem. You seem to be in some sort of, it's not really an apartment type feel. It's more of like some other kind of big building with high ceilings feel. And down the hallway in one of the directions, you see a couple of guys. One of them's got a sharp nose and is drinking orange juice with some guy with a porn stash and dark glasses. They notice you, there's a third guy who's standing up and being very deferential toward these two and chatting quietly to them. You notice the guy with the sharp nose pulls out a violin and begins to play it.
Okay. Anything that I'd recognize?
You recognize Joshua McKay from your KBC briefing pamphlet as the boss. They were sure to put his face in there because they didn't want any of the interns to accidentally assassinate him.
No, better safe than sorry.
He seems to be playing the violin. How's the violining going there, Pete?
It is
a
half.
He's playing it very well. The guy with the porn stash seems to be restless, although he is being comforted with bacon.
No. The Rock does not like bacon.
Rock's a vegetarian.
Oh, shit. Well, your day is ruined.
So he appears to have a plate of bacon and is staring disgustedly at it.
Yes. Maybe he needs your help to get rid of it.
I walk up and I'm not snatching the plate away from him, but I'm like, sir, you've obviously been given that bacon in error. Let me have that. And I will proceed to acquire bacon.
No problem. You've got an odd feeling, Sean, that these two guys are your buddies. You obviously probably know Joshua McKay's name. The other guy with the porn stash, you feel like you should know his name. It's on the tip of your tongue, but you just can't quite get it. You two, same feeling about him, buddy, name unknown, as per normal. Also with, for some reason, everybody give me a spot hidden roll.
Alright.
Success.
Ah.
Yep.
Cool. I think
Sean, you're doing greater than your skill instead of less than your skill. Yeah. In your macro?
Yeah, 66 should definitely be a fail for a beginning character since 60 is your.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did it backwards. My bad.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
The other two, you guys notice a garden gnome for some reason in the room that is facing you. It's about 30 centimeters in height. Russ, for you heathens, that's about a foot. It looks irritated.
Can we help you, sir?
Are you talking to the new guy or the garden gnome? The garden gnome doesn't say anything. It appears to be a small statue.
Yeah, what color is its hat?
Red.
Papa!
I am the bigot has my attention. That, and I'm trying to place the other guy who is not the... I never really understood where Joshua K fell in the rank structure. I mean, I was just a janitor and the person responsible for cleaning up the SUVs they constantly fucked up. So, because Hugo Harrington at one point was like the head of the KBC, and then Andrew got up there pretty high, and then Sherlock fell in somewhere in there. And there was also the dude with the crazy glass eyes. I can't remember his fucking name.
There's the picture of the garden gnome for everybody there.
Okay.
Hey, Papa, how you doing? You're looking mighty fine today.
So,
you have no idea if I'm talking to you or the gnome.
Yeah, I haven't noticed the gnome, no. But I'm wondering if since they're not addressing me, I am busy eating bacon.
All right. Well, one moment.
And looking around.
While I remove the gnome, since he doesn't want to talk to us.
You're going to remove the gnome to where?
Out into the stage.
You're going to put him on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It just shows
unless, McKay unless walking. We're sitting, unless because no. that was the thing. I wasn't sure if we're actually sitting in our chairs on the stage.
No. That would be kind of interesting. But you're in like one of the meeting room type large breakfast.
I just wanted because I could almost picture as being in the high back chairs, sitting on the stage as well.
If you wanted to, that's fine with me. But I'm just imagining you setting down your violin. Walking over, picking up the gnome, and then it like the receding footsteps for a long time.
Yes,
and then
I'll be back in a moment.
All right, no problem. Josh.
A spot hidden for only Joshua McKay, as it's something he might notice. Russ, your skin feels a bit itchy, just a bit.
A spot hidden, or is it something like a feel or something like that?
Spot hidden. This is
Yep. Just clarifying. I wasn't sure what it was for. Make my spot hidden. Nothing special.
You notice that it appears that the rock is blinking less often than he usually does. This is not the kind of thing most people notice, but I think we're all agreed that Holmes is a bit of a freak. You would think, in fact, he may be blinking 20% less than normal. It's interesting to you.
I turn to the new guy, lower my sunglasses, and say, "Hey, buddy, what color are my eyes?"
His eyes are brown. But when I say brown, I mean he has no whites of the eyes, no black of the eyes, just brown.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Brown.
Good. That's the way I want it.
All right.
What's your name, buddy?
Sean. I don't know why I looked at my character sheet.
I thought you'd have a new name for your dude or whatever, but Sean's okay.
Hey, Sean, I'm the Rock.
Does he, in fact, resemble the Rock, or is...
Wait, Russ, is your character is not bald, is he?
No, No, I'm not based on Dwayne Johnson. I'm that's Rock Ebersole, which is from like Galaxy Quest. So no, totally not. I'm basically looking kind of like this, but with more of a 70s bouffant.
Mm-hmm.
I just pictured you with Prince hair, so I have it.
All right, man. You got it.
You notice that he has a little bit of hair, Sean, on one of his shoulders. Just a little bit. Like it
like
fell
a,
out
a weird on his shoulder. Hair. Oh, like it fell out. I don't know. I mean, there's no accounting for taste. I mean, I guess physical descriptions. I'm tall, like very tall. Like I'm watching doorways and stuff because I'm 6'5". I don't know what that is, translates to in that wrong math you guys use over there in Europe.
The real mess.
2 meters and some centimeters.
Yeah. Roughly the size of a Coke machine. And since there was nothing mentioned about shoes, I have large feet.
Yeah. The shoes themselves look to be built for sturdiness rather than fashion. Ah, McKay comes back in, possibly sits down and...
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Okay.
Hopefully not on his violin.
No. didn't want to talk in front of the gnome. Just in case.
Well, Papa's trustworthy. Thanks. We can smirk in front of him.
Yeah, and maybe not these gnomes. Are you your first time, sir, or have you been traveling for a while? Our paths have not yet crossed that I can recall. I say, looking at
you wouldn't have noticed me, sir. I was the man with the mob in the background.
Okay, so what's the last
kind of? Well, this doesn't look like the KBC building. And the last time I remember seeing it, something happened and all the glass blew out. This is from years and years and years ago. So,
All right.
The last thing I remember recently, having a drink in a bar, and then I woke up in. Are we at a Ren Faire or something? Or
no. To use an expression, you're not in Kansas anymore.
I figured this would happen.
Cliff Notes version, basically, we're in a different world. You're what is known as a Dora. Don't know if that's an acronym for something or it's slang because of Dora the Explorer. And we have the ability to travel between worlds or realms, as they're also known as. We find different people seem to wake up and find themselves in this situation. We don't know. Everybody I've spoken to doesn't know how we got here. And our particular group, you'll always sense a feeling of you know somebody and you trust somebody, such as I have for you at the moment, which is why I'm talking to you about this, because it's not something that the general populace seems to know about.
But yeah, note.
We all have a sense of each other's
That is extremely clever, and I will be stealing it rather than just saying you have a PC badge. That's pretty awesome. Back in character, though.
Yeah, so...
I figured something like this would happen. I mean, in the couple years that I worked at the KBC building, I mean, I wasn't technically pipe cleared, as in I cleaned the pipe, but I didn't actually watched as you went in and out of there, you know, chased back errant Romans and you know, slee stacks and stuff that got watered too close. But other than that, I always figured something like this would happen. That or I would get murdered by Doyle accidentally.
yes, that's always a possibility. As far as I know, we're not in the cubicle jungle. And in fact, some of the people that you will have this sense of a bond, as far as I'm aware, had nothing to do with the KBC. Like Rock here, for example, as far as I'm aware, you were in the Air Force or something, Rock?
I was in the Navy. I was a helicopter pilot.
All right.
You remember a fight song. Though that's included the Kinley brothers. Is that?
Yep, that's KBC. Yep, you know Alex Kinley. You know Alex.
Didn't put that together. Yeah, that's in the song. That's in the song, man.
Yes, he was one of the founders of the KBC.
Yeah, we had a buddy over at the Navy who used to sing that when he got drunk.
So as you recognize, I'm Joshua McKay. This is Rock, or The Rock. As far as I'm aware, although it's a bit hard to work out due to the fact that most of us seem to have very patchy memories of our past, we all came from the same world or the same realm or the same shadow, whatever you want to call it. We're not all from the same time period, though.
Okay.
For example, I think it was 2020 something thereabouts, although I do have two birth dates for some reason, I don't know, but yes. Whereas, for example, Alex Kinley, as I mentioned, the founder of the KBC, the last thing he can remember is the 1920s.
Right.
And he's not like this old geriatric 90-year-old or something.
Logan, quick aside, I don't want to break anything, but I'm perfectly cool with being from 2018 Earth now, and which means that the earthquake hasn't happened yet, or it won't happen in my time period, the one that cracked off California and then Lord Humongous took over and all that. Like I said, I remember a bunch of weird shit because I spent about 4 years
not quite a new guy, got it,
the post-apocalyptic stuff that occurred back over that side of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give you an idea. I will say one word that will tell you that I am, in fact, a true fan and absolutely know what I'm talking about. Titanos.
Yes. Yep.
Brightening.
Yes.
All right. Anyway. So
this is
I'm perfectly fine with this.
Okay. I knew something like this would happen. All right. Do you have any questions?
Okay.
Any immediate questions, I suppose, is a better way of framing it.
So anything like laws of nature or physics that I need to worry about here, you know, up is down, gravity doesn't
work. Oh, right.
Very good question. The place you're currently located in is the 20... I'm just trying to remember which century it is. Basically, it's a few centuries in the future from the time period you came from, and shit's happened, basically.
Several
of the laws of physics no longer work. Things like gunpowder no longer works, electricity no longer works. Magic, magic now works. We're in about approximately 2151.
Okay.
And this location is the city we're in is known as San Angeles.
Okay.
And you'll find in a lot of the realms, if you start traveling to different realms, San Angeles is one of the commonalities that we've found.
So it's an anchor point.
Yeah. Which, as you may or may not recall, there was no such place as a San Angeles from where you're from.
But it was only in Demolition Man.
Yes. And science fiction novels and various other, as I said, as far as I know, we all come from the same world. I'm not 100% sure of that because of people's patchy memories. Magic works in this place. We can all do magic. You will find,
I'm gonna say something bad happened in that we are at medieval times, dinner and tournament level of technology, which meant at some point there was some form of apocalypse.
So there was an alien invasion, basically.
And they changed the laws of physics, and now only magic works.
And in fact, this world that you're in the land masses don't resemble the Earth that you're from, assuming that you're familiar with... Are you familiar with the continent of Europe?
Yes.
All right, so Europe doesn't exist in this world. Australia does not exist in this world. There's no such land mass as Australia here.
But America doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, but it's slightly shaped differently.
Well, still, we win.
Yeah.
By the way, basically...
Kidding.
Okay, Logan.
I was going to say, by the way, I believe Holmes is also wearing dark glasses.
Yes, I am.
The other guy who was talking to them, as soon as you came in and they started talking to you, he immediately left.
Yeah.
I had paid no attention to servant number three or whatever his title card reads.
It pretty much is servant number three, yes. So you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah. All right. So basically, the building you're in, it's called the White Dove. We're in the process of restoring it. Alex wants it to be a theater. It is an old theater, but it's quite a large building, so like living quarters, etc. So it's quite good for a base of operation.
I was just about to say, why is this a problem? I mean, it is Alex Kinley, and he is How do I put this tactfully? Eccentric would be a good way to put it. So I didn't know if he just wanted to for his own amusement or if we had
a no, he's a bit crazy. all right. But yeah, so that's the name of the place you find yourself in. So if you, for some reason, are running around town and you get lost, you need to come. The White Dove is where we're set up. Okay.
Okay, so magic works. Yes. Gunpowder doesn't work.
Nope.
Does that also apply to any other advanced chemical reactions, engines, stuff like that? Anything with a fast acceleration?
Yeah, steam. I believe steam does not. Steam doesn't work as pressure from a pressure perspective. So I don't believe you can have pneumatic guns or anything like that.
Gasoline doesn't work.
Yep. So there's a lot of chemical reactions that don't work. However, we as people haven't died because quite a lot of these chemical reactions, if they stop working, our bodies would stop working. However,
so biochem still works. We could make a biochemical battery or something.
It's a weird. It's the as I said, the laws of physics have gone completely wacko. I mean, there's stuff that may work that we don't know about because. You know, we've only explored a certain extent. As I said, a lot of there's magic. So there's magic guns. There's guns that use a magic crystal to shoot. But basically, they shoot magic energy. There's vehicles that use magic to move around and that sort of thing. So there's magic tech, basically. That seems to be the primary thing here.
So kind of like, what was the name of them books? It was written by the Dragonlance author, and it was everybody had magic, and like a certain level of technology was punishable by death. Like, I can't remember. I'll remember later.
Yeah. So yeah. Also, there's monsters everywhere, and if you cast magic and you don't have a special mark, people assume you're a monster and will try to kill you. So don't.
Where do we require one of these special marks?
We have to pay a lot of money to the mafia to get it done because you should get it as when you you should get it as a child when you're going through schooling. You do a test and then you get it based on how strong a caster you are. From what we've been able to work out, pretty much all our stores are majest level, as in 5-star level.
Right.
Yeah. So is that like a good Yelp rating on our magic, or are we in the middle?
That's the maximum number of points on the star. It's 5-pointed star in the spirit mark, and each point equals your magic strength.
All right. So
you're a wizard, Harry.
Pretty much.
All right.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's basically you weren't around. Did you? Weren't around for the Shadow Academy, but that's basically what the Shadow Academy was Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah. That magic is not all powerful. It's not like a Dungeons and Dragons where you can cast fireballs or stuff like that. It's more on the low magic end as opposed to the high magic end.
Right.
Magic doesn't rule the world. There are some spells that can be quite powerful, but far and few between and hard to cast.
Well, I'm probably going to do the bare minimum of magic, as it were, because in my limited experience, my limited third-party observation, anyone who tried magic at the KBC generally went nuttier than they were. So, and I'm magic already crazy enough.
Because magic exists in this place, magic does not tend to affect your brain that way.
Yeah. The Doras are all pretty comfortable with magic.
Oh, and if you die...
Oh, I'm pretty comfortable with any of it.
The other thing about being a Dora is that you'll tend to heal fairly quickly. As in, over a couple of days, you'll be fully healed. You're not going to be laid out with a broken leg for weeks or something. There's some locations where you'll heal even faster than that. If you die, you will come back. You'll come back a bit weaker, but you will come back. I mean, eventually, if you get killed often enough, you won't come back.
So we have respawn ability.
Yeah, okay. Basically. And one of the speculations is that we're in some sort of virtual worlds or something, and we're avatars in a virtual world. That's one of the theories as to what's happened to us.
Yeah, that's the thing I learned about this place. Whatever you do, it doesn't have the same consequences it would have in the regular world.
But there is always consequences. It's just a matter of how you think about it and deal with it.
You see a piece of Rock's hair as he's saying there are no consequences kind of fall out, float down to his plate.
Have you been messing around with radiation?
Point of order, GM. No longer has a plate. I have had his plate for the last 20 minutes.
Table, bacon sorry.
The bacon is gone.
That is now awesome.
Yeah.
Did that bacon come from a pig?
Good question.
Not that there, because it was tasty anyway.
Have you been messing around with radiation or anything?
Why on earth would you ask that?
Your hair's falling out.
I look down at the hair. Holy shit. The fuck is going on? I grab my hair and see if someone just pulls out really easy. We lost Logan. Yeah?
Hello?
We lost you for a second there. Yeah.
Oh. More comes out in your hand. Not all of it, but some. Alarming.
Show me your gums. He's not bleeding from the gums or anything?
No, but you notice, give me a dentistry roll there, Pete.
Dentistry. And I don't have that forensic skill. Get rid of that character. Shit.
I can't believe you don't have dentistry.
No, I've got serology, not dentistry.
I can bleed and try to figure it out, I suppose.
Dentistry, let's...
There's something up with his teeth. You're not sure what it is, but he's not bleeding.
There's something a bit off about your teeth as well, Rock. I'm not sure what. I'm not an expert on teeth, but there's something that seems a bit off. Oh, that's the other thing.
Rock, Sean, when you do that, one of them feels a little loose.
A yank.
Give me a strength roll. Fuck yeah.
No, I don't quite have that kind of strength.
It's not quite loose enough. You could continue fucking with it like when you were a kid and it felt a little loose and you fuck with it until that fucker came out because you wanted the money from the goddamn tooth fairy.
That's right. This tooth right here seems a little loose. So I think you're onto something there, Josh.
Well, as no one seems to be paying me any mind, I am kind of surreptitiously... I'm kind of sneakily checking my own teeth.
Oh, you're
making
fine.
Sure they're not falling out.
Your teeth are, you're like, nope. Your hair is fine.
Yeah, no, that valid checking.
His hair
making is... Making sure my hair and my teeth aren't falling out.
No, you're fine.
Josh, where did you put Papa?
Shut up.
Who?
Don't mock me when I get stuck on words.
Papa.
That's the Papa, the girlfriend.
The garden gnome. Like the garden gnome.
Yeah,
don't talk to the people off stage when you're broadcasting. It makes for bad radio.
On the stage, because I've been, well, I've encountered leprechauns, and B, I've been told that the gnomes sometimes are alive. They're not necessarily actual cement garden gnomes, so I didn't want the garden gnome listening into our conversation.
Yeah, but unless it's really powerful magically or is packing an Uzi we didn't see, it's a gnome. I mean, it is literally very punchable if it decides to blow up. I mean,
watch out! I'm not
concerned about the violence aspect. I'm more concerned about the knowledge aspect, as what I've been telling you is not something the general populace knows.
I want to talk to Papa at some point about this.
It could be
pull some more hair out of my head.
Rock, what was the last thing you recall before appearing on this stage? Appearing in this room, sorry. I don't know if you've been kicking around with anybody else since our adventures in Red Carpet.
We were in Red Carpet, and we checked the lake out, got our car back, and went into the sewers, and the last thing I remember is I got blown up by a couple claymores.
Oh, okay. Who was that with?
That was with Glenn and Dana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't think what's happening to you is to do with the changes that you found that Brown was undergoing?
It might. I think Brown, well, the sewers feel funny now, and I have trouble sewer walking. I'm thinking Brown might be turning into a water creature.
Maybe. More associated with water because he's in the lake as opposed to the sewers.
Right. So I wanted to go to a body of water and see how I felt about it.
Okay. Well, there's the sea. We're on the ocean here.
All right. I got to play a minute, guys.
Oh, everybody, please reduce your hands down. By the way, quick cut to shows two workmen working away, and then one of them stops and goes, "Are you hearing this conversation here?" Guy's like, "Saw louder."
All right, we got a group insta hero that was to play immediately, and I'll just start down to three.
Okay.
So everybody get some pause.
Lovely.
Yeah, so everybody's been saying smart and interesting shit, so everybody's got cards.
Well, that's right at the start of the game. I'll get rid of the talisman. I doubt going to keep that through to the end of the game.
I'll give the other skill 5 we've got. All right.
Yeah. Skill 5.
Done and done. Okay, so breakfast taken care of.
Still doing card play here.
Go ahead.
Pete, do you want a library use? Plus 20?
Maybe. Because it's something I wanted to do before we buggered off out of this place.
Serendipity.
Yeah. For you, I imagine it'd be a nice way to get a crit. This is a plus 20 card. Yeah,
my skill's not that good in library use.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And give you that one back.
And give me some crap to discard.
Oh, it's just the...
Or just discard it.
No, I gave you the post-World War II.
I don't seem to have that.
That's weird. Oh, it's discarded.
Yeah. That's good.
All right, so...
So now, Sean wanted to say something.
I was just going to say that we're out of card play. Because I will try not to talk over you guys.
That's right. It gets hard to do at times, unfortunately. It's sometimes harder to pick up on the subliminal prompts of when people are stopping and starting talk, especially when there's a bit of lag.
I will fail miserably at that, so
that's fine.
No offense.
I have personally been a GM for too many years to be offended by much.
Very good. I like that.
So, you know what? I'm going to reduce this down to bottom line, base level here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing now?
Well, that's what I was about to talk about.
Well, it looks like you guys are having breakfast, but Jeeves didn't bring me my grape nuts. Jeeves!
The guy who was previously identified as Servant 3 comes back in after the rock bellows. You bellowed, sir?
Where are my grape nuts? Or my Smurf berries? Give me my Smurf berries.
Okay. He goes away.
I want to go to Red Carpet and buy some Smurf berries.
All right. Red Carpet? I didn't know they had Smurf berries in Red Carpet.
Oh, yeah. They come in boxes, big cereal boxes.
Oh, okay. You're not talking about the... I can't even think what that weird American cereal is called.
Well, yeah, they got the Crunch Berries. That's what they call it. But I know
Crunch Berries. That's it. All right. How about once you have your breakfast? Oh, and by the way, you seem to be blinking not as often as well. So you might be turning into a fish or into a deep one or something.
I think so. I think that I feel a transformation going on.
All right. So I suppose the question is it a transformation you want?
Good question. I go into my pack and see how... Jesus fucking Christ. Hold on a second.
Unplug it.
Too late.
I seem to have the curse of the phone. I just unplugged the whole phone system, so...
Good man.
That won't happen again.
Good man.
I like your T-shirt as well, Russ.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got a Papa Smurf one coming in the mail.
That's a man who's fucking playing his insanities.
Ah, okay, so his Smurf thing is like the red thing. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a little Smurfed up, man.
Right. All right. I'm thinking before we go to Red Carpet, and if that's where you want to go, Rock, how about we go to the library first and see if we can get through to Pidgeot, and we also need to get Sean a phone, which is something else. Actually, before I get too far ahead of myself, all right, so you're working as a janitor, you said, Sean.
Right.
What sort of background, is there anything particularly you specialize in? Putting aside the janitor, I'm assuming that's not the highlight of
your skills. That was a temporary gig.
Yes. So
my top three skills of my resume, basically, I can drive anything with wheels, with exception of a motorcycle, because fuck motorcycles. I can't balance on them. That includes semi trucks, anything oversized like that, I'm excellent with.
What about handsome cabs?
Handsome, as opposed to an ugly cab?
No, as opposed to it's a type of buggy, horse and buggy.
Oh no! I can't mess with horses.
Okay, sorry.
I had a traumatic experience as a kid. I was on a horse, first time ever. I'm riding out across the desert. I slipped and fell off of it, but my foot got caught in the stirrup. So I was drug along. And I damn near died. If the manager hadn't come out and unplugged it, I wouldn't be here.
Fair enough.
I just shaking my head.
I'm pretty good with firearms. I mean, not a cracked shot or anything, because, well, the glasses, I'm damn near blind without them. Let's see. All the things I'm good with will do us probably no good, with the exception of I did spend a couple years as a Norse neo-pagan, so I'm pretty good with an axe or a spear. I mean, other than that, if it comes to physical combat, I tend to just pound them into the nearest hard object that isn't my fists, because the wall will break well before my hands do.
Okay.
I don't know. There isn't really, quick rules aside, there isn't really a, would that be grapple? Because there really isn't a throw person skill. Let's see. I can use computers as much. That's going to help us here. Good at paperwork.
Okay.
Let's see.
Are you good at bug? Are you any good at negotiating cheaper prices on stuff?
Bargaining. I am, actually.
No, good.
I have somebody who's actually
useful.
I base this on my real life self, and I've run a lawn business using just Facebook. Let's see. For being a big guy, I'm good at being sneaky. I move really good. Let's see. I can look up. You know, I'm pretty good at reading people.
Mm-hmm.
All the things I have are basically. You say we jump to other realms, right? We're eventually going to get to a realm that, you know, has, I don't know, modern convenience. Speaking of which, important question. Given the rooms and the building we're in and everything, I'm going to assume we're on a chamber pot outhouse, outdoor latrine system here.
No, I think they got running water.
Okay.
It's sort of a mishmash of 19th century with some modern sensibilities and 19th century and post-apocalyptic mishmash.
Okay.
We have to see what they're using for a pumping station sometime.
Okay. Let's see. Other than that, good with woodcraft, carpentry. So, I mean, if we need to make a few bucks or we need to fix this place, I can cook.
A guy wanders
actually
a
military
bowl of berries, miscellaneous berries, puts it in front of Rock and goes, "I'm not a fucking butler," and wanders off.
No, you're a servant. There's a difference.
Smurf berries.
He rolls his eyes and heads out. All right, wait. He comes back and he says, "McKay, is he part of your household now?"
Who's this talking to me?
It's the guy you hired and paid well to run.
The foreman. The foreman. Yeah, George.
Oh, I thought his name was
This guy. Sorry, this is George. He's the foreman, the caretaker/foreman of this place. He's not a butler. He's not serving staff.
Oh, my apologies.
Very sorry, sir.
You can hire some of them, says George. George is a pretty average-looking guy, although he's the kind of guy you can tell is paid well for his efforts and stuff. He moves like, you know, he is an important person.
He's the guy in charge of actually restoring this place.
Okay, so he looks like a boss.
He's a boss.
Yeah. Yes, he is a boss. We do have there is a butler called Stanley somewhere.
I just was laying there on the floor. Help me!
With the dog pulling at his trouser leg. With Paul pulling at his trouser leg. Yes.
Is there a man laying on the floor, or is that something that happened previously?
No, that's a cut scene.
That's just a cut too. That's just somewhere where we're not.
Somewhere where we're not. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I have these little scenes and stuff because I'm kind of wishing this was a movie and have those little scenes now and then.
I do it myself. I entirely do that myself in my games. I tell them up front it's a TV show.
Plus, to which I've doing actually... that, you feel kind of a wrinkle thing there? Wrinkle skin?
Just yeah, becoming a deep one.
Well, I mean, the good thing about him becoming, well, I wouldn't know. I don't know if I would know that in character what a deep one was. Are we going with the heroic Cthulhu conceit that the Cthulhu mythos is real, but you don't know about it unless you're crazy?
No. Do you have a cult skill?
I do not.
Oh, well, it's never been anything that's interested you. But don't worry, I'm sure you'll pick up a cult and Cthulhu mythos, which doesn't make you crazy like in the other game.
Okay.
Soon.
What's a deep one, Josh?